So I'm driving to another city to take care of some business situation, and I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll go ahead and record something I've been wanting to record. There's two things I wanted to talk about, if I can remember. How the flesh versus spirit is encoded everywhere. That is the Bible. How the Illuminati told you to your face what they're planning in all the series, especially the Doctor Who series. If you watch the Doctor Who series, you'll see all the games. The master would represent the Freemasons, right? And they're trying to bring in a utopia by the energy of the flesh. So, let's talk about the Doctor Who series first, and then I'll go back to how the flesh versus spirit is encoded on every page of the Bible, every verse and every letter and every word and every sentence, everything that you do. In gasoline, it's encoded everywhere. So anyway, I'll give you an example of why I'm thinking about it, because I forget what I'm thinking about sometimes when I'm talking about a lot of stuff. Your gas goes from a liquid, your gasoline for your car goes from a liquid to a vapor. The vapor is what burns, that's your power. The liquid gas is just storage, it's not really power. It has to burn, it has to turn to a vapor to get power. So your flesh is nothing but sin and weakness and death and misery, but the spirit is life and peace. The letter killeth because the flesh is under law, but the spirit gives life because the spirit is free. So anyway, back to Doctor Who. And it's not just Doctor Who. They told you on Star Trek, they told you on... I'm going down the highway and for some reason my door sounds loud. Hold on one second, please. I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe I'm going too fast. But anyway, Doctor Who series is a good one to see it. Also, you can see it in the Star Trek series, Next Generation, and you can actually see really deep. I didn't like that one at first, the one way out, Deep Space Nine, but you can actually see the prophets. You can actually see in the Deep Space Nine series, you can see the reptiles. The Kardashian, and so that series is playing out in your 3D world, the Kim Kardashian, all that. That's the flesh, right? That's the flesh. The Kardashians were reptilians. So the flesh creature has to pretend to be spiritual to tie in. Look, they have to be shapeshifters. The reason they have to be shapeshifters is because they get their power from you. They have no power. They're weakness. The only way they survive is a network, you know. And so the flesh creatures, I can actually tie it all together. I can tie the series together and everything. So the flesh creatures would represent the actors like the Master... in the Doctor Who series with the evil genius. The flesh creatures are the reptilian shapeshifters, the people who have had spiritual sex with the devil, you know. And these people are trying to psychic vampire off of you if you're saved, especially if you're not grounded in the word, they're going to be vampiring off of you all the time. And I hate to say it, but a lot of the Pentecostals, the Pentecostal denomination, all denominations are denaming you, but the Pentecostal is one of the worst. I guess the Baptist is legalism, and the Methodist is ritualism. But the Pentecostals, they're emotionalism and fleshism. Pentecost is all about me, 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 me. So each denomination will reveal part of the flesh because the denomination means de-name. So you see legalism. You see ritualism. You see fleshism or emotionalism in the Pentecostal. But the Pentecostals are one of the worst in my mind because they're magnifying the flesh at the same time they're magnifying the spirit. And to me, they're all doing it, really. Ritualism in the Methodists and magnifying the flesh. Ritual. Baptist legalism is magnifying the flesh. You got to keep this. You better not miss a day at church, or your kids are going to get run over out in the street. You better not miss a day at church. They're actually putting the building, instead of the body of Christ, which is a spiritual body, whether it's through telephone, email, helping somebody paint their house, whatever, they're putting a church building up before the church, you know. The building, the spiritual body is a body. Now, when it comes to cults and isms like the Catholics and the Mormons and all that stuff, you know, that's all cultic. That's cult to the hill. You can have people in these denominations that are not in a cult mindset, but it's still the Jezebel spirit that's creeped in, and they don't really see it because it's hard to see it unless you step away from it. If you're under a teacher who is legalist, you're going to be legalist. If you're under a teacher who is magnifying the flesh, you're going to magnify the flesh. If you're under a teacher who supports ritualism and you don't think for yourself, you're going to be a ritual person. Now, a ritual is not bad in and of itself. It's just the fact that, because sometimes you can create your own ritual. You get up every morning and eat breakfast. You go to sleep at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whatever. You follow a ritual where you go to sleep at a certain time. It can be good for you, don't get me wrong. But if you're so dogmatic about the ritual, or dogmatic about following some kind of... You're forgetting the grace. You're forgetting the leeway there. You know, even your body tells you there's some leeway. That's why you got hormones fighting back and forth. That's why you can go without eating 24 hours, 48 hours, 40 days, really, but because there's leeway stored up. There's always going to be some leeway. On a job, if you got a boss who has no grace and there's no leeway, you know, and they're micromanaging, they're legalists. They're perfectionists. They're not perfect, but they want everybody else to be perfect. It's obvious what's happening. Now, if you listen to my stuff long enough, it's going to click. It's going to click. I would say 30 days is going to click, because there's nothing new under the sun. And when you rightly divide the Bible, and then you rightly divide three dimensions, you rightly divide mindsets, you rightly divide personalities, you find the archetypes of all things, then you start to see through this whole game. And I promise you, you can do it. There is a source code, and the root source code is flesh versus spirit. It plays out. The checkered board game that you're playing out is cut, turn, union, and flow. Everything that has a cut, everything that you do has a cutting, a turning, a union. The purpose is union and the flow. The purpose of the cut and the turning is to union you back in and to get you to flow. As you open your mouth, that's a discourse. It's a course. You know, I'm going down the highway to my destiny or destination in a course. But the real course is your body ship, and you're receiving from the spirit realm spiritual truth, and you're speaking it out. Your body ship, the starboard side, is receiving it, and you're speaking it out on the port side, the portal. So you are a portal to the spirit realm. And so God is speaking through you as a portal to souls. Because your ship has a starboard side, which is the spirit, and a port side, which is the flesh side, the natural realm. So God is using you as a portal. You are the portal. And so God is using you as a ship to go about your course and speak the discourse out of your mouth. And so as the portal, as the discourse goes on in a flowing manner, people can hear some truth and get set free, because there are a lot of people in bondage still. You know, there's a lot of people slaves. You got people in your home, people in your church, people at work, people around you that are still slaves to something. And they're not free. Slaves to insecurity, slaves to fear, slaves to doubt, slaves to being intimidated, slaves to not wanting to sacrifice, slaves to being lazy, slaves. I was a slave to sugar. I didn't even know it. Sugar's your enemy. Sugar's a poison. When you quit eating sugar, you're not even hungry. You can eat three regular meals or two regular meals, and you're not even hungry for 12, 14, 18 hours. Now listen, your body is a ship. The starboard side is the spirit side. The portal side is the flesh side, because you're speaking it out to these flesh creatures down here, because you're not, this is not your home. You're not from here. You're strangers and pilgrims down here. And so as you're walking the path, it's all about walking. You're walking the path that God has put you on, and you speak the truth, and you pluck some people out of Babylon by his power. All you do is speak the truth. Speak the gospel. Speak freedom. Speak something, and they can, a lot of them never get convicted, but a lot of them are convicted, but they'll never tell you. And some get convicted, and you know, they'll tell you. Somebody told me something about 2 months ago. It's funny, this person told me something. I said, yeah, that's very convicting. I need to make a change on that. And then a month later, he ended up having a fight with his stepson and going to jail because he pulled a knife. His stepson was huge, though, but I understand that was wrong, but I understand where in the moment people could do some crazy stuff. But that's funny how one person can speak some truth and other people get convicted, but they have a blind spot that they can't even see, and they need somebody else outside of a situation to get convicted themselves. And that's how God works. God is using the Turing machine of this earth, this cycle, this the sun resetting every day. The sun resets every day as you run your race, as you run the race of faith. God is using other people, and he usually uses authority. He uses authority, even if you have an evil authority, he's going to use authority to cut you, to cut out the old Adam. So I'm going down the highway, and so the wheel is turning on these cars, which is a cycle, which is a birthing to your next state, right? And the rubber's meeting the road, so the rubber's being cut off the tire. The where the rubber meets the road is being cut. But the wheel itself is turning a cycle, which is birthing, to birth you into your next destination, destiny, state, to your next location, your next state, your next position. So as the wheel turns on a car, it's rubbing off the rubber, which represents the black flesh, the black tar, tear, king of tire, tear, the tar, the black top, the black part of the highway. And I'm not talking about race and skin color, because we're all brown. We're all brown. I don't care who it is. There's some black people that look black, but you stand up, they're brown. They're brown. So this is not about race, what I'm talking about, for people who think it's race. This has nothing to do with race. Because you got the black top, you got the white dashes. Nobody's white. The whitest white person you ever seen, they're still not white. They're brownish. They're tan. We're the color of dirt, because we came from the dirt. Now, the tire, the black top, the tire, the tear, the rubber meets the road is being torn off. So God is using the cycles to tear out your flesh, but he's also using the cycles of time to generate your new state, your new spiritual state, to birth you in through the sanctification process through your new state of being. And so, I hope I don't run out of battery here. So what was I talking about? I was talking about Doctor Who series, and I was talking about flesh versus spirit. So the tire part, not the wheel, but the tire part represents the flesh. The air in the tire represents the spirit, because if you don't have air in the tire, it's a flat tire and you're not going to move. So you got to have air. Joint airs with Christ. Air conditioning. God is conditioning the joint airs. Air conditioning. So the tire on a wheel represents the flesh. The air represents the spirit. What is the wheel? It's mechanical. Man is a creator after the image of God. God made man in his image. So he creates stuff. But he can only create dead stuff. A mechanical wheel. A motor. Whatever it is. But he's got it, like with a motor, you got to put oil in it. Oil represents the Holy Spirit, the Spirit. You got those metal parts rubbing each other. And that's like the energy of the flesh rubbing. You got to put some oil on it. So we got two people living in the same house, which are flesh creatures, they're going to have some friction. You got to have some oil. What's the oil? The Holy Spirit. You got to have some grace. You got to have some love. You got to have some truth. A home is made for grace and love. But when you have two flesh creatures fighting each other and nobody knows their role or their duty or nobody wants to sacrifice, you're going to have two ME pieces of metal. Mechanical AI program rubbing each other wrong, you know. That's why the AI machine man is gonna, let's say two people invented an AI robot, they're gonna try to overtake each other. The AI flesh mind tries to overtake each other. That's the pride of man. And so what can man create? He can only create something that's earthly, fleshly, temporal, pride, envy. He can't create the spirit walk. He can only create the flesh walk, and he mimics it with his creation. Now, this, I've heard that the people, like the Jewish people and the people who were saved who invented the engines, the AC and stuff like that, they were saved because they have the spirit. You have to have the sine wave cycle in every contraption that you invent. There has to be the up and down, stock market or whatever. Up and down. There has to be cycles. Why does there have to be cycle? Because Eve is the mother of all living. So everything down here is a cycle. And so encoded in the body of Eve is a cycle. And so she's the mother of all living because that's where this whole thing came from. She dropped us down into sin. There's your downward cycle. She got saved because God killed an animal and gave him a covering, which points to Jesus being your covering, the blood of Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So you got the down and up, down and up, down and up. Up and down, up and down, up and down, down and up. It's really down and up because mankind fell. Jesus came down, went through the cross, three spikes. Look at the stock chart. You'll see three spikes and you'll see a jump. A lot of times, Jesus rose again. He sent back the Spirit. So, what am I telling you? I'm telling you some deep truth here. That everything in front of you, it's flesh versus spirit. It's on the S in Ephesians, Galatians, Cain versus Abel, Elijah versus Jezebel. It's all over the place. It's on your job. It's in your home. It's everywhere. You eat your food, the plate gets dirty. You have to wash the plate. Flesh, dirty. Clean the plate. Cleanse it. Dawn, there's a new day. You use Dawn dish liquid, all right? Dawn, new day, cleansing. OxyClean, ox is the bull, the blood, the cleansing, OxyClean, OxyClean. Clorox cleanses. So your house gets dirty and you Clorox it. There's the downward and then the upward. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Everywhere. Cleaning your house, even. Cleaning your clothes. Clorox. The ox. They did a sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The ox being sacrificed, the bullock, was a typology of Jesus going to the cross. The ram caught in the thicket. So the ram caught in the thicket, the lamb slain, is your upward trend. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. There's always renewal. There's always regeneration. There's always a cycle. There's always a birthing. So, the female side is a piece cut off from Adam. She actually represents the AI flesh mind, and that's why she has the cycle in her body. That's why she has drama and PMS, because she's a piece. She's looking for her identity in the man, period. I don't care if you like it or not. Now, she can get her identity in Christ, and that's where everybody has to get their identity, but there's still a pull. She still has a draw back to a man, and you know, society can try to change it and try to turn the man into woman. It's not going to work. It's built into your DNA. They're not going to succeed. They can try to change the pronouns and all that junk. They're just stupid. They're just insane. When you destroy the types of shadows, you destroy yourself. Now, if you really want to be in optimal health, first of all, you have to have faith. Second of all, you need to follow all the types and shadows you can and apply them. Not under legalism or rule-based, but just change your thinking. And number three, what I found is cut out sugar. Everybody was right. They told me, but I wouldn't listen. I had to learn it myself. Cut the sugar out. It's a poison. All right, back to the Doctor Who series. Now, in the Doctor Who series, you'll see the machine men, and you'll see the bacteria called the bacteria who call themselves the just a blob of bacteria, and they're attacking. What is it? I forget what they call them now. You got the machine man. They got two major enemies, and one of them is a machine man, and one of them is this creature that's, what's that called? Let me put this on pause while I'm thinking about it. Okay, the Dalek, the Dalek, or the Daleks. So the Daleks are the microorganisms, or the viruses. So what's man... So they're telling you to your face in the series what they're doing. And then you got on Star Trek, you got the Borg and the machine men and the Dalek or whatever they call them, the Daleks. The Daleks are part of the hive. The machine man, they have their hive. The machine men have their hive. The alien creatures, that would represent the unseen realm, the aliens or the demons. So they're telling you to your face through all the series, because man can't think outside of this creation. They're telling you what's happening. So the master wants to make a copy of himself. The master wants to make a copy of himself. Just like the devil wants to make a copy of himself. The master wants to turn everybody into psychopaths and sociopaths. The Daleks, or the Daleks, that's what it is. The Daleks want to kill everybody and take over the world. A lot of times the aliens in all these series, they just want you to accept them, even though they're types and shadows. They're alien to Jesus. They're twisted and bent. They want you to accept their art, their twisted art. Their bent art. They want you to accept their twisted reality. They want you to accept anything that's not symmetrical. They hate symmetry. They hate beauty. They hate handsome. They hate smart. They hate intelligence. They want you to be dumb. They want you to be ignorant, and they don't want you to see through their game. And all of it goes back to legalism and perfectionism and worship of self and the energy of the flesh. And they want you to believe the lie. See, a lie is the flesh. Truth is spirit. Lies, flesh, truth is spirit. And so this whole thing is about getting you to accept the flesh as normal and reject the spirit. This whole thing is about getting you to go downward spiral instead of upward spiral, spiritually upward. Yeah, a lot of these new age, they'll talk about health and all that, health and wellness in your body, but what about your spirit? And eventually the ones who get tired of the health and wealth of the body, they'll go into new age stuff and try to say, oh, you gotta be whole body, soul, and spirit. And so they'll go into psychology, they'll go into new age, they'll go into guruism, and they'll whatever, you know what I mean. So, I'm still going down the highway. I'm on a discourse. I'm on a course. And I'm speaking while I'm driving. Maybe that's, I always wondered, why I'm able to delineate everything and be more precise about things while I'm driving, because it's a pattern. It's a fractal. I'm on a course and I'm speaking the discourse out of my mouth while I'm on a course. So following a course, whether it's a diet course or whatever, yes, it can seem ritualistic, but sometimes it's good. And sometimes, and to be honest with you, sometimes legalism is good, because legalism cuts out your flesh. Legalism is going to push you higher, because you're going to get frustrated, because a legalist preacher, he's going to say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? But then on the same, he says, faith alone is Jesus alone. And so it's going to push you to say, wait a minute. He's contradicting himself. If it's either faith alone or it's faith plus work. So it's going to push you to faith alone more and more, because you can't keep up the facade that they're putting out there. It's a facade. It's a lie. Legalism, a lie. But it's good for a season, because you need to be under these tutors and these teachers. But see, here's the thing. When you start to get free and leave the preacher, instead of the preacher saying, hey, I understand you're leaving because you understand it's not the letter of the law, it's a new creature. But see, these preachers don't even know that. They never talk about walking in the spirit, because if they do, the whole congregation will say, I see it. I'm a spirit walker, I'm not a flesh walker. And so, well, you're trying to put me back under law. I don't need to be here anymore because your teaching's bad. So they're not going to talk about it, because the whole church would walk out if they got free. The whole purpose of legalism is to cut out legalism. Because think about it. You got to do this, you got to do this. You can never do it, so you're going to get frustrated, and you're going to run to God and His Word, and you'll say, Lord, what is going on? So you're going to read Galatians 5 and the book of Galatians in general. You're going to read Romans 8. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. So what's happening with most of your preachers, they're stuck in Romans 7 and Romans 8. Instead of moving to Romans 8 100%, they're stuck in Romans 7. You're free. You're actually free. I mean, really, totally free in Jesus. Paul says some things are beneficial, some aren't. You know what's wrong. God scourges every son. If you start going down a path that you know is not healthy for the other person or yourself or anybody, God is going to scourge you. Think about what I'm saying. It don't have to be law to do right, because it's all love. If you want to cheat on somebody, that's not love. That's not love to the other person. So it's not about law. It's about love. Now, the law is good to keep the flesh creature in line. You better not cheat. Okay, yeah, that's the law. But the spirit side is, You better not cheat, because that's not love towards that other person. You see? So most people don't walk in love. They walk under law. And that's their motivation. They don't have the mind of Christ. They have the mind of the flesh. And so the reason they don't, the reason they're under touch not, taste not, handle not, is because they're still in the flesh mind. I can't touch that. I can't do this. I can't do this. It's a spirit walk. You can do anything as long as it's in love. You're free as long as it's in agape. And I'm not talking about eros. I'm talking about agape love. Eros love is instant gratification, right? Romantic love, instant gratification, unless it's the in a covenant, you know. Anyway, long story short, the movies have told you everything that they're planning, everything that they're doing. It's in all the movies. It's in The Fringe, how they were doing viruses and stuff. It's actually, it's everywhere. And you might say, well, what about the parallel universes that these series are talking about? Well, every human being is a different version of yourself. They just took a different path because we're all in Christ. And when Jesus spread the seed, there's different versions of the path. But everybody who's saved comes back to the same source. And that's why when you get the mind of Christ, you're on the same page. You don't even have to be in the same state or country or whatever. You head back towards the mind of Christ, spiritually in tune. So those who choose not to go back to Jesus, they follow their own path, but it's really a demonic path that leads them to narcissism and psychopath and sociopath and all that stuff. So they're following a path that's a spiral downward instead of a spiral upward. Yes, the flesh is going to die, but the same spirit that raised Jesus from the body will quicken your mortal bodies. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. So my point is, the movies have to tell you what the movies and everything around you, the cars, the gas, the everything that you do has to agree with the Bible. Just because you don't see it, it's encoded in reality, because His word was fair. It was written before the foundation world. The word was written in eternity. And so you're actually playing out a 3D version of the word. So anybody who writes a script, it's a subdivision of the scripture. Well, what about horror shows? The horror shows is the flesh mind. The horror show is Jesus had to go to the cross for us. The horror shows you're trying to do it in your own power, and you're going to be a royal failure. You're going to fail royally. That's the horror show. If you're staying, the horror show is staying in the flesh mind. What about the love stories? The love stories, there's no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friend. God went to the cross for mankind. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's all the love stories. What about the time travel movies? All the time travel movies are just saying the same thing. Jesus left eternity, came in time to save the woman. All your time travel movies, the man goes back to save the woman. And so now the church, the spirit and the bride say, come. The church is trying to pull. We're in time, we're following after, we're actually seated in the heavenlies, we're outside of time, but we're walking it out in time to pluck some people out of time into the eternal state. That's what's happening. So your parallel universe movies and shows, everybody's a fractal version of yourself, but they just chose a different path. The time travel movies, all of them, Jesus came back in time to save us. Your love stories, Jesus went to the cross, sacrificed. Your horror shows, Jesus went to the cross and died. That's the horror show. He had to be tortured. Jesus split space-time through the cross. There's your time travel. So every series, everything that you look at is based on what happened at the cross. And what did Jesus do? The lamb slain, He spread His seed in the world. What does that mean? there's your fractal holographic universe, your quantum physics, and also your parallel universes, because that same story is playing out at your job, my job, your house, my house, your church, my church, her church, his church, their church, whatever. It's the same truth. So no matter which job you take, where you go, it's the same drama and chaos and sine wave and sine wave and legalism and spirit and all that stuff. It's encoded in every job, it's a fractal. It's a fractal. And the thing about the hive mind, they are their own worst enemy. The hive is their own worst enemy. You know? The hive is so bad that you can't even imagine how bad it is. But they destroy each other. They destroy themselves. They destroy themselves. And so you don't have to worry about the hive, because they just, now here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to tie everybody. They're trying to control everybody. That's when you got to worry, when they got to tie everybody to the AI, the queen bee AI flesh. Why do you think it's a queen bee? Because Eve is the AI. She dropped down. She's a piece cut off. She went into AI. It's not really her fault, because it's not really her fault. She got this. She was deceived. It's Adam's fault. But Eve is the flesh side of Adam. Eve just represents the flesh side of Adam. That's why the two shall become one flesh when they get back together. She found her home, for this cause man leave mother, father, cleave to his wife. The two become one, right? And so that's why when a divorce happens, it's a ripping and a tearing and a cutting and all that stuff. And the people who try to, when they get a divorce, they run the streets. What they're trying to do is take the ease off of that split. They're trying to take the pain away from that divorce split. But here's what's happening. They're destroying their soul. They're actually destroying their own soul. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So by running the streets to take away the pain, they're drinking and drugging and destroying their own soul, really. It's really easy. When there's a divorce, the ones who run the streets, instead of going to God, they're destroying their own soul, whether they know it or not. They're trying to take away that pain of that ripping and that tearing, that pain of the split. That's why all your, if you watch enough prank shows, that's why the prank shows are so wild, because the man and the woman are together, and when they're pranking each other, they love each other, but the prank looks like they're their enemy in their own car or in their own house, and they're mad, and they're saying, get out, but they don't really want them to get out. And so then they say it's a prank, and then they just say, oh, they actually believed it, because they're so close, they're so tied to it. But the bad thing about the pranks is they're lying. They're creating a pattern of lying. If anybody's listening to this who's a prankster, you're creating a pattern of lies. You need to stop. Maybe do 20 of them and stop, because you're creating a pattern of lies. You think it's funny, but it's lies. Lies are never funny. So, let me check my GPS. So, to summarize it, everything is flesh versus spirit. That is the Bible. Energy of flesh versus the power of God. And everything is, they're telling you what they're doing. The Illuminati's telling you what they're doing. The Masons and the Jesuits and the Kabbalists, they're telling you what they're doing. They're trying to turn you into a machine man and turn you into a hive AI program. That's what they're doing. And they're trying to destroy the earth and destroy mankind with some kind of bioweapon. And it's a threefold bioweapon, because if they just did it one level deep, you could catch them. But if they do it two or three levels deep, two chemicals have to mix. It's got to be in your body, and then two chemicals mix, and then they kill you. has to be two or three levels deep. Otherwise, they would be called. Well, they're already called, but the common man could catch them now. So all your series are telling you their goal, their plan, their scheme. But after the rapture, they'll all come together. See, the church is what resists them right now. Speaking the truth, resist them. And when the rapture takes place, they'll say, peace, peace, but then sudden destruction, because they're actually being lied to. The devil wants to destroy the earth, but Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. Because they're mad. The New Age people, they've decoded this, and they think that Yahweh created this simulation to entrap them, but it's actually a birthing machine. They think they're trapped in this simulation, and they want to get out of it because they don't want to admit sin, but it's a birthing machine. That's what's happening. They can see it. A lot of the New Age, not the New Age, but a lot of the high-level thinkers, the witches are smarter, but they hate Yahweh. They think they're trapped in a simulation, but it's actually a simulation to birth them spiritually, but they don't want to admit sin, and that's why they stay stuck in it. But you can get out of it spiritually by running to Jesus by faith, but you got to admit you're a sinner, you know. That's a long audio. Anyway, I hope all that makes sense to somebody. That should clear it up. All the scripts that any man has ever written is a subset of the scripture. That's why it looks prophetic, because it's a little piece of the whole pie. And then when it starts to look prophetic, it's because that thing that they talked about has started to appear. But it was already here in types and shadows and before the foundation of the world.